Remember last year when Adam Sandler was out there promoting Uncut Gems?
Mm-hmm.
You saw Uncut Gems, right? Didn't you love it?
I loved it. I saw it like maybe four times.
What? Oh my God, did you see it that many times? Why?
No, I watch it and then I invite other people to watch it with me because I thought it was that good. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, come watch this now. So then I got started all over again and watch it. So ended up being three or four times I saw the whole thing. So it was really a good movie.
Yeah, and it was really good. A lot of people loved it. Adam Sandler knows everybody loved it. He knows that it was like his star turn, you know. So he was telling everybody that he was sure he was going to get an Oscar nomination for this.
Mm-hmm.
So as he was promoting the movie, he went on Howard Stern. And he said to Stern, listen, you know, I better get an Oscar nomination for this. He's earned it at this point. He feels he's worked really hard. He's really beloved. You know, he'd better get an Oscar nomination. And if he doesn't, he has a plan on how he's going to get back at us.
If I don't get it.
Go ahead. Make a statement.
Well, all right.
Go ahead.
If I don't get it.
Right.
I'm going to come back and do one again that is so bad on purpose.
Good for you.
Just to make you all pay.
You're going to punish the audience with a really bad
film?
Movie.
Is that what you're saying?
You're so
that's
smart.
How I get him. Thank you.
You're so smart.
Okay, so here we are a year later, and guess what? He's not gotten an Oscar nomination, and he's punishing us because he has another movie coming out on Netflix that looks, well, it looks so bad that I can't wait to see it because it's going to be like so bad that it's good. You know what I mean? Like it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
It's so the movie is called Hubie Halloween. Maybe it's Hubie. I don't know. And it's basically he plays a resident of Salem, Massachusetts. And he's one of these like annoying guys. And he's doing that Adam Sandler, hey, blah, 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 that, you know, that voice that he does.
Right.
You know, that one where he's like, hey, I'm Adam Sandler. Like mm-hmm. that thing. So he's that guy. And he's always complaining about everything going on. Like, I asked for coffee. They gave me tea to the police. And he's sort of the boy who cried wolf. Well, Halloween comes along and there really is like a murderer, but nobody believes him. That's the premise of it. And it looks terrible. Listen to this. Here's a piece from the trailer.
Halloween's your partner.
Is he a good guy?
Hubie Dubois is the nicest guy in this town.
Give me some happy Halloween word churches. You can pass it out to the kids.
Right? That voice. It's terrible, isn't it?
Yeah. So I'm going back all the way to 1991, and I think that Adam has been making us pay since 1991 for all the bad movies he's put out. Okay. Let's 1991, Shakes the Clown.
Oh, that was awful.
All right. I'll give you Billy Madison. I think Billy Madison had its good points.
Yeah, that was a funny movie. I'll give him that one.
Okay. Happy Gilmore, we'll give him. The Wedding Singer, we'll give him. And
another win, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And The Waterboy, we will give him.
Right. Waterboy, 50 First Dates, very funny.
Okay, it ends there. Dirty Work, oh. Big Daddy.
Yeesh.
Deuce Bigelow.
Ouch.
Little Nicky.
Ow.
The Animal.
Oh, that was terrible.
Mr. Deeds.
That was really awful.
Eight Crazy Nights, The Hot Chick.
Unnecessary, all of them.
Then you got Spanglish.
Yeah, why? Why?
Deuce Bigelow again.
No, we didn't like the first one. Don't give us a second one.
Click.
Terrible. And I have a friend that made me watch that from beginning to end, and I don't talk to that person anymore.
I now pronounce you Chuck and Larry.
Offensive on so many levels.
Yep, Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Please no. That how many Razzies did that win?
Grown Ups, Zookeeper, Jack and Jill, That's My Boy, Hotel Transylvania, Grown Ups 2, Blended.
Ow.
It goes on and on.
It's painful. It's painful. It's almost like he decided to stop making good movies and just thought, I'll just make anything. Like just whatever script you have laying around, let's just go make that.
The Do-Over, you know? Sandy Wexler.
Oh, bad, right.
Yeah, all of it bad. So when you say he's been making good movies, he made four or five good movies and then he
punished us for years, yeah.
Really, really right. Bad movies over and over and over again. And the reason I think Netflix keeps bringing him back is because we don't have to pay extra money for the Adam Sandler movie. It's just included in our $6.99 a month.
Well, no, yes, that's definitely true. But he had a moment with Netflix, you know, when he came out with that murder mystery that he did with Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
That is now, to this day, one of the most watched films on Netflix. It had 30.9 million views in the first 3 days. His movie's never done that well.
Okay, I went back and looked it up. Only four people out of that 33 million lasted the whole movie. Only four. The other 33.4 million only lasted, you know, half an hour. They went into it. They wanted to see Jennifer Aniston's boobies. We never got to see it, so we turned it off.
I see. Okay, so it registers. As long as you hit play and you watch the first couple of minutes, it's registered as a view, even if you don't watch it till the very end.
Right. Only if you see the first 5 minutes, no Jennifer Aniston boobies, you turn it off. You move on to something else.
And then my other issue is, why is he punishing us? Like, what do we have to do at the Oscars? I don't know anybody at the Oscars. I don't know anybody at the I'm not a voter at the Academy Awards. What have I got to do? How about this? Make good movies. I nominate you. If you're going to give me bad movies and it's up to me and you're punishing me, I grant you. Here's your Oscar nomination. Now go make me a good movie.
No, I think let's say the do-over. He loves to play that character.
Right.
And it's fun to play that character because you get to be crazy and whatever. So he doesn't go back and watch his movies, so he doesn't have to watch them. He just has fun doing it. And they give him catering. They give him his own trailer. They treat him like a king. He loves to do a movie. He just doesn't want to watch the movie.
Right. But I don't either. So he and I have that in common. But I just don't know why he's punishing us like we have anything to do with the Oscar nominations. Does he not know how that works? Does he not know how Oscar nominations work? Because I can explain that to him.
There's no way you can read the script to Don't Mess with the Zohan and say, this is going to be 6 months of my life worth it. You know, I need to take 6 months away from my family to do this movie.
Right. Do you know that he has had 11 nominations for Razzies? He is the actor with the most Razzie nominations.
And Razzies are?
Oh, sorry. Razzies are the opposite of the Oscars. It means that your movie was so terrible. And it was first meant as a joke, but now like stars have embraced it because they think it's hilarious. And if you get a Razzie Awards, it means that you're terrible and your movie was terrible. So he holds the record for the most Razzies. I think he broke the record with Jack and Jill. I think that's when they were like, oh, he wins the Golden Raspberry Award.
That was the tilt of the ding, 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 ding. The minute that movie came out, because he played not one part in the movie. He played two.
He played both. And my favorite thing is he was up against Nicolas Cage. And they were like, no, Adam Sandler, way worse.
Right, because he actually got Al Pacino to be in the movie with him playing two different parts.